An Iraqi journalist arrested after throwing his shoes at the U.S. president has been tortured during his detention. According to what his brother said, Muntaza Al-Zaidi, who called George Bush a dog during his attack, was beaten by security guards after his arrest.
I don't know what to say. The American bodyguard did not move while the Iraqis were beating my brother. We know he has been tortured and has a broken hand. I wanted to go and check on him in the green zone where he's being held, but was refused.
Many journalist associations and ordinary people have urged the Iraqi government to allow lawyers and the Iraqi Red Crescent to visit him. The Iraqi military has denied that Al-Zaidi has been mistreated while in detention. Abdul Sattar Birkadar, the spokesman for the High Judiciary Council, briefed Press TV. Al-Zaidi has admitted aggression against a president while on trial. Al-Zaidi was brought today before the investigation judge in the presence of a defense lawyer and prosecutor. He admitted to carrying out the action.
Al-Zaidi will be held in custody until the judge completes the investigation. His act remains a criminal offense subject to a prison sentence of 15 years under the Iraqi Penal Code.
Al-Zaidi's attack on Bush, who ordered the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003, has been greeted with broad support across the Arab world. In Palestine and Egypt, demonstrations were organized to call on the Iraqi government to release Al-Zaidi. In Arab culture, showing the soles of the feet is a sign of contempt, and the shoe-throwing incident is a reminder of the widespread opposition to the U.S.-led invasion. Al-Zaidi's courage encouraged the Iraqis to voice their frustration at the security deal. And now, Iraqis and even the people in the Arab countries are calling on the government to release the journalist. Usama Al-Bayati, Press TV.